Romans 2:17-24. I am right, and you are wrong. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, again we come to you and open our hearts to hear your word. Speak to us today and reveal more of Christ to us through our time in your word. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. We'll begin by reading this whole passage, which is a bit long. But I think it all is part of one unit. Beginning at verse 17. Now, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those in darkness, verse 20, an instructor of foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of the knowledge of the truth. Verse 21, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, this is verse 24, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Meditation question. How did the Jews dishonor God? How did the Jews dishonor God? What was their root problem? How about us? Do we have the same problem? In this passage, Paul addresses Jews who looked down on Gentile sinners, boasted that they had the truth and that they were righteous. They were confident that they had the truth and that they were a guide for people in darkness. They had the law of God that God had given them through Moses. They taught people to obey the Ten Commandments, including do not steal and do not commit adultery. Paul warned them, you who have the law and think that you are superior to others, you think that you are righteous and that you can teach others what is true. Why don't you follow your own teaching? You who tell people not to steal, do you steal? You who tell people that adultery is wrong, do you commit adultery? You boast in the law, but you break the law. In verse 23, Paul said, you boast in the law, but you dishonor God by breaking the law. In verse 24, Paul quoted Isaiah 52:5, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Other nations were mocking God's name because of the sins of God's people. They did not practice what they preached, but committed the same sins that they told others not to do. Unfortunately, God's name is often mocked through the sins of Christians and church leaders today for the same reasons. The name of Christ is often disgraced by Christians who judge and accuse non-believers but commit the same sins. There are never-ending scandals involving pastors and church leaders who have fallen into adultery or stolen money from the church. What is the root problem that Paul was addressing in these verses? In Romans 2:1-6, Paul discussed the issue of judging others while committing the same sins. In verses 17-24, he makes the same accusation of committing the same sins that they told others not to do. However, I think Paul is pointing out an insidious motive that is especially drives religious people. We see corruption in our world today and blame politicians, media, drug dealers, etc. But we think, I don't do these things. I'm righteous. They are unrighteous. God will judge them. I think this is what the attitude that Paul was talking about in these verses. I don't think he was only writing to Jews, but was exposing a huge problem that can suddenly creep in and destroy us. Paul said that the Jews boasted in the law. They were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on others. Paul points out the emptiness of outward religious works that are not based on truth, but flow out of pride, hypocrisy, and judgment of others. Boasting in one's righteousness and judging others is rooted in what I call a self-justification mindset. One of the greatest motivations in the heart of man is to justify oneself and say, I am right and you're wrong. This comes out of the desire to justify oneself. I think this is one of the heart issues Paul was trying to expose. Even though we know that we are sinners, we want to justify ourselves. We look down on others, boast in our knowledge and religious works. It is easy for us to say, yeah, the Jews were doing a bad thing for that, but fail to see the self-righteousness and self-justification in ourselves. Jesus spoke to what I call self-justification mindset in Luke 18:9-14. To some who are confident in their own righteousness and look down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified, made righteous before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. God gives grace to sinful people who come to him in humility, but it also says that God resists the proud. Jesus said, all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. God will humble people who exalt themselves, but will exalt people who humble themselves. God hates pride and boasting. This is actually very simple and clear. However, the self-justification mindset clouds our thinking so that we cannot see ourselves. I don't really like to tell people that they are sinners. However, it is much easier for sinners to admit their sin than for self-justifiers to admit their pride. Pride and boasting, especially in religious works, blind us to the truth. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone in particular except myself. When I think back on my life, I know that self-justification and self-righteousness have been two of my biggest problems. I wanted to be right and thought I was right and couldn't see my own pride and self-justification. Thank God for his grace and mercy in helping me to see and to myself and leading me to repentance. However, I think it is like being an alcoholic. It is very easy to drink from the cup of pride and self-justification. Drinking the wine of self-justification is one of the greatest temptations and also one of the greatest deceptions. May God have mercy. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy. Thank you that Jesus humbled himself on the cross for our sins to set us free from pride, boasting, and self-righteousness. Set us free, Lord, from self-justification mindset. May your name be honored through us and not disgraced. I pray in your name. Amen.